Hey y'all, hey, so it's Bria Charlize and I'm back again with another podcast episode. And sorry, okay, so I want to do a disclaimer. I'm so sorry if my voice probably sounds different this week because, okay y'all, so last night I went to a silent party, right? And I've never been to a silent party. And basically like a silent party is like one of those type of parties where you have to wear the headphones. And they have like different stations where you can listen to like different music and music genres. And when I tell you y'all, I had so much fun. And since I had the headphones on, I didn't know I was like singing and screaming. Like when my song was on, my song was on. And now like I have to go get some tea because my voice is like really hoarse. And I'm just like, oh, wow, sis, you had like so much fun. And the silent party is like one of those things like you can just be naturally having fun. Like you don't have to be like drinking to just enjoy yourself. Well, I know like as I'm getting older and as I like continue to go through life, like I just be naturally having fun. Like I'm just a natural just. That energy is just always there. Like when I wake up, the energy is there. I mean, obviously I'm human and I don't wake up on wanting to conquer the world every day. I mean, let's just be honest. That's just not right. I mean, I'm human. I have my days where I'm just like, ugh, I'm already over it. Or I have my days where I'm just not feeling like Bria, and that's okay. But also as I get older as well, like I try to digest that issue. Or, you know, like, why am I feeling sad? And allow myself to feel the emotions for a little bit. But then pull myself together, like, get it together. But I think what a lot of people do is they suppress their emotions. Even if they do feel something in their spirit or something, like, in their emotions or whatever. And they feel it and they feel uncomfortable. Because when you're happy, you know, you don't want to change that. You want to stay happy. But the minute that you get sad, you get frustrated, you get angry, you get uncomfortable. Those are feelings you really don't want to stay in, you know? So sometimes people will suppress it. And everybody has their different ways where they suppress their emotions. And, you know, you try to do it like that. But now when I go through emotions, I try to identify why am I going through those emotions. Is it because somebody said something to me that I didn't like? You know, what is it? Like, I just try to figure out what it is and go from there. Anyways, enough of my Oprah TED talk with that. The silent party was really, really, really fun. And I recommend if you have not been to a silent party, you should definitely go. It was so fun. Like when I see another one, I'm definitely going to go again. And I also think it's something different too. Like I don't like to do the same stuff every time. Like I'm a spontaneous person. I like to do different things and just switch it up. Like live life to the fullest because you only get one life. Anyways, I want to go to the topic today, and basically what I want to talk about is what type of energy are you bringing into 2020? Let me repeat that again. Today, I want to talk about what type of energy are you bringing into 2020? And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because it's already February. We're in the second month of the year, of the new decade, and I've been seeing all type of energy from really people. And I wanted to say this because it's just like, I feel like at the beginning of the year, most people are always like fired up. Yes, it's a new year. I'm ready to conquer the world. Yeah, like you just be super excited. And then baby, once July comes, that momentum is just gone. So I just wanted to talk about what type of energy are we bringing in 2020? And I don't know about y'all, but the type of energy I'm bringing in 2020 is prosperity, period. I want to bring joy, and joy is something that comes from within, not from others. Others can make you happy. Happiness comes from others, but joy comes from God and comes from within. So I want to bring prosperity. I want to bring abundance. I want to bring joy, peace, because stress will kill you faster than a bullet can if you don't know how to handle and manage different things. And that's something I had to learn really last year too. I was so stressed out about different stuff where I got so stressed out about a certain thing. I was losing weight. I had to go almost be rushed to the emergency room because I was so stressed out with life and just everything that was going on, relationships, you know. And I'm not even talking about just romantic relationships, just the type of relationships that I had at the time. And I was just so stressed out about entrepreneurship. And I was almost like, I was really admitted to the ER. But I had to realize, like, sis, you gotta chill. Like, at that time, I was only 24. And it's no way you should be stressed out like that. Like, of course, if I, like, said everything that was going on, it would cause, you know, some real tension and stress. Because I really went through a lot, especially mentally and emotionally, especially financially last year. But it was just so much. And, you know, I was just getting overwhelmed. But I said, told myself after that, the doctor literally told me, like, if you do not slow down, Miss Whitaker, you can have a heart attack. And when he told me that, I pray to God that does not happen. But when he told me that, I literally had tears in my eyes. Like, my eyes was getting watery because I was just like, this is not life, sis. Like, why are you letting all these things stress you out? And some of the things, when I look back at it, was not worth me being so stressed out, losing weight, you know, losing sleep, not having an appetite. You know, it just was not worth it at all. So I had to really slow down and set the pace for myself because that wasn't it, child. But anyways, the type of energy I'm bringing into 2020 is abundance, is prosperity, is peace, is joy. And the most important is love or compassion, which is kind of like the same thing. And the reason I say that is I have a text message that I get from these like empowerment group. And basically when I woke up this morning, you know, I prayed and, you know, after I record this, I'm going to do my reading for today, like read my Bible, my devotional. But when I read the text message, the little devotion, not, it wasn't a devotional, it's like a encouragement affirmation text that they send out like two or three times out the week. And it was really good because the message just said, it was like, hey girl, the energy and the vibes, you know, and all that you put out, you shall receive. And I just think that is really, really, really like true, because I feel like the energy that you do put out, you will reap, you will receive. So that made me think about me. And after I had read that, I just started thinking like, dang, what kind of energy am I putting out in the world, in the universe, unto myself, unto others? You know, what type of energy, what type of vibes am I giving out? And when I really started thinking about it, I really put out genuine good vibes. Like, I will never forget a teacher of mine. I think it was a teacher professor that told me, like, she basically told me, she was like, Bria, you have a gift. Like, of course your gift is helping others, is passion for others, you know, is fashion, all that type of stuff like that. But she was like, one of your gifts that nobody can take away from you as well is your energy. She was like, your energy is like a magnet. And she was like, you have such good vibes and good energy that people are going to naturally want to attach themselves to you because you are just that type of person. Like, you don't even have to really always speak when you go somewhere. Like, I speak when I go to places. You know, my mom and daddy taught me better. But I'm just saying, like, I could be quiet in a room and my demeanor and the way I carry myself is going to grab people's attention. Like, I was at the silent party, literally minding my business. Like, of course, like, when I first got there, you know, I always check out the scene of a place. Like, you know, I'm like walking around, I'm checking out, like, what type of people there, what type of vibes. Let me look at that dude that's in the corner that's looking a little, oh no, man. You know, like, I'm just like checking out the scene, trying to scope out the scene, kind of see what's in the room before I just get in my element, if that makes sense. So, you know, I'm checking out the scene, I'm looking, I got like, I'm like listening to the music or whatever like that. And like, people are like coming up to me wanting to dance, you know, people are talking to me. So I'm like taking out my earphone. I'm like, what they saying again? You know, like, I'm like, dang, we had a silent party. Like, put your headphones back on, sis, you know. But I'm just like, people could feel like my vibes when I was there and I wasn't even doing nothing. So when I really started, like, you know, cranking up, getting to my element, having fun, like, it was just naturally drawing people, you know. And I wasn't even talking. I mean, I was singing, but everybody had their headphones on. I just used that example to say, like, I wasn't in there having conversations, like, without the headphones if I was in a regular setting. So my energy was attracting people from that. You know, it's just like, just imagine how I am outside. And I'm saying this in the most humble way as possible, too. Like, I'm not bragging. I'm not being boastful. You know, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying, like, when I really thought about it over the last few years, like, my energy is like a magnet. You know, like, people want to be with good energy. But with any good energy, you know, sometimes that could attract bad energy or bad light. And so I know also over the past few years, I've had to be or get really, really practice that discernment that I have from God and that women's intuition, just really using my common sense and just kind of deciphering and discerning the people who are not for me, because I can have really bomb and great energy, but you have people who will come into your life and suck all the energy out and drain you, like not replenish anything to your soul, to your mind, to your body, you know, just different things where you can literally be on, what Jacquees say, I don't know why I just did that, but please forgive me. I don't know what's wrong with me, y'all. I'm a little throwed off too, but anyways, people will literally leave you on E, you know? And another thing too, like, people are, they're attracted to that. So it's just like, they don't always mean good for you, you know? Like, they'll try to get all the good energy and just, as soon as they're done with you, like, just discard you like you never mattered or like you're a piece of trash, you know? And I just really had to make sure I stay away from those people still and that I was cutting those people off. But yes, like, that's the type of energy and the vibes that I'm on. Like, I'm already seeing people that I do know, the type of energy that I'm on, and I can't deal with it, you know? Like, no negativity, no drama, you know, no knocking yourself, putting yourself down, all that doubt, you know, fear. That's the energy. I know those things naturally sometimes come, but that's nothing but the enemy. And, you know, you just have to keep going or whatever like that, because if you just allow, like, self-doubt, all that negativity to just ponder in your spirit, in your heart, like, you're not going to never get to where you want to be. And you're going to always be in the same place that you were. Or you may make a little progress, but you're not going to be making the full strides that you really want to make, because you're just so stuck in this negative, you know, one mind or one thinking type mindset, which isn't always healthy. But you just really want to, like, figure out what type of energy, and that's your homework for the people that's listening. What type of energy are you bringing all 2020? And your energy may be different from my energy. It may be financial abundance. You know, I'm praying it over me and my business as well, of course. But you want to identify moving forward, especially while it's already February. Start thinking about the things that you need to fix. So maybe you're not a patient person. One of my fruits of the spirit and that I want to work on this year, last year was patience, because I don't think I had that much patience. Now I'm starting to have way more patience than I've really thought that I had. This year, my fruits of the spirit, or one of the things that I want to fix and work on, is self-control. It could be self-control in a lot of different things, with spending, eating, you know, it's just like a lot of stuff, working on self-control. So I want you, like I said, to identify what type of energy are you bringing in 2020. And like I said, everybody's going to have their own type of energy. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because whatever type of energy that you define yourself or that you want to, you know, like, accomplish, put it out there. Put it on little sticky notes on your mirror. Tell yourself every day, like, I'm on some peace, or I'm on some abundance energy. anything that's meant for me, I want that to happen abundantly this year. You know, you have to speak positivity over your life. The power of the tongue is so real. So you have to speak that into existence. Speak it over your life. Speak it in person. When I don't feel myself, I tell myself, I am beautifully and I'm wonderfully made. I was made in God's image. I am the bomb.com. Period. With a whole bunch of periods, or a whole bunch of exclamation points. If you got to add a little dramatic effect like me, do a little hand movements when you're looking at yourself in a mirror, just to let you know, like, I got this. It may seem hard, but I'm favored. I don't know. I only got this amount of money in my bank account, but I am going to start that business. I can do anything because God is on my side. You know, get feisty with it. Like, if you was about to charge somebody up, like, let it know. But we speaking nothing but positivity, period. Okay? So y'all need to practice that. Write down things. You're favored. You know, you are enough when you in that toxic relationship, or you feel like you are not enough for that other person that you may like. No, you flip your hair. If you a guy, you brush your hair. I don't know, whatever y'all do, rub your hands together. You let it know, I am enough. And what I may not just be that cup of tea, but that's fine. Because I'm champagne. Okay? I don't know. I'm being extra now. But identify the type of energy you're gonna bring into 2020. I want you to mean it. I want you to own it. I want you to speak that life into yourself. Write it down. Cause when you have something that's wrote down or written down in front of you, it's impossible not to manifest those things, because I put mine in my room. I put mine in my bathroom. I'm going to my bathroom every day, and you should too, hopefully. And I'm in my room when I'm sleeping in my bed. It's right there when I wake up. So when I'm not feeling myself, I just use those as affirmations. Or, you know, of course I can pray and read my devotional and stuff, but that's also a friendly reminder that, sis, you got this. Sis, we about to be blessed and bossed up all 2020, okay? We are creating these LLCs. We are getting these promotions at our job. We're getting in healthy relationships that's being reciprocated back to us, okay? All this you want to manifest, we're going to manifest it. I'm claiming financial prosperity over my business, Father God. I'm praying a spirit of forgiveness this year, Lord. You know, whatever it may be, even if it's something negative that you need to work on, or something that you just struggle with, maybe you struggle with forgiveness, maybe you struggle with patience or self-control, maybe you struggle with loving yourself or loving others, speak it. Lord, I'm praying that I love myself more this year. I'm praying that I put myself first. I pray that I put you first more in my life, Father God, and depend on you and not my own understanding, Father God. I'm praying this wisdom and this discernment and this endurance, and just order my steps this year, Lord, because I know we are going nothing but up this year. And I know the plans that you have for me is way better than the plans I have for myself, because you got the plans to prosper me, Father God. Jeremiah 29:11. So it's just like, we got this. You got this. I got this. We got this. We in this together, okay? But that's all I want to talk about today. Hopefully that can leave y'all on a great note. We're bringing nothing but great positive energy. When you speak it, you're going to eventually start believing it, and you're going to start putting it into action. So it's nothing that you cannot do. Nothing is impossible. Write it down. Pray on it. Manifest it. Execute it. And you got this. So that's all I have to say. Have a great week, you guys. Be great. Don't let anything steal your joy. And let's just get it. Have a great week, y'all. Bye.